Hello and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with one Pokemon on the field every now and then. And then sometimes I play with two Pokemon on the field when the situation arises.
I'm Kevin. I'm caffeinated.
Woo! Kevin's sitting there tossing around a whole mug. Used to have coffee and it's spraying coffee particles all over his room.
Listen, I made myself a coffee an hour and 20 minutes ago. We recorded a preach, and by the end of the preach, there was still coffee in this cup.
Right.
Then Mike decided to play an hour of Poke Rogue.
Listen. So
so now the coffee's gone and I have a lot of energy for no reason.
This is exactly what we wanted to happen. This is why we did it that way. This was intentional. So that we'd let the caffeine hit, so that when we do the podcast, we do it right.
Yeah.
So yes, Poke Rogue is what I just made Kevin sit through an hour of. I hadn't played it before. I had heard of it once, and then Kevin mentioned it on the preach, to which you're going to have to listen to if you go over to patreon.com/PokeSports.
You have to do it.
You just, like,
it must be done.
You gotta go to patreon.com/PokeSports if you want to listen to the way that the Poke Rogue came up. It was a really good time, and then it was an even better time afterward. So, Poke Rogue, for those who are unaware, is a Pokemon roguelike that somebody has made, and I should really look it up to give them proper credit, but if I do, then I'm going to have to go to the website again. And if I go to the website, I'm going to have to play it again.
He's going to play it again. So I got to be careful.
But yeah, I just played through an hour of it. It was great. Pokerogue.net.
PokeRogue.net.
Let's see. Oh, man. It loaded up the name of the person, of the team that made it, and then it froze. Oh, I need it to come up. I want to give him credit. Kevin, while this loads up, tell me, what is Poke Rogue?
So Poke Rogue is a Pokemon battle roguelite game.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't actually move around in the Pokemon game. You just have battle after battle after battle. Every single battle that you have, you're given different items that do different things. You're given money. You're given, like, permanent items that boost experience and that, like, give you multipliers. And you just kind of play Pokemon. You catch things. You keep going. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
You start off at a low level. You beat people. Your Pokemon level up and evolve. And you see how far you can go. And
so,
apparently
so
they're
far,
up to 50 waves, I think.
No, it goes up to a lot more.
I think the levels go up to 200. But it looks like the highest people are on, like, wave 50 with X amount of points.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So I guess it just keeps going afterwards. Like, there's no cap. It's just like, how far can you get?
Well, exactly. And that's that way we've got to figure out how far we can go. It's by Page Fault Games are the people who made it. So congrats, Page Fault, on a very successful game. There are currently 10,000 people playing right now, nice. As they say. So
it's fun. Give it a shot. It's free.
Yeah.
It's not hard to find either. You don't have to download any weird, sketchy things from different websites.
It's so much fun.
No, yeah, it's just a website.
Honestly, Kevin and I were talking about it. We might want to stream it.
Listen, we do competitive Pokemon. This is competitive Pokemon adjacent.
This is as competitive as casual gets. and like I've said it before, like I am a big fan of Pokemon. I will play through all the games, and I've played so many hours into Pokemon, but it's not my favorite game. My favorite game is Hades. And for reasons exactly like this, is because you play through the game, you feel like you're getting really good at it. And then, you know, some kind of sad hacks come out of nowhere. And it's like, oh, well, okay, I thought I was good, but now I'm not. And now I'm dead. And now I'm back at the beginning, but I'm ready to do it again.
If you think about it, it's very similar to VGC. You spend countless hours practicing on Showdown until, you know, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. And then you go to a regional just so Wolf Glick can win.
Just the silent killer. Yeah. Last week was episode 210. First of all, I mentioned the number. Episode 211 is today. What Pokemon is Pokemon 211?
I'm trying to think of any Pokemon that you encountered on your journey.
Oh, that's true.
In Pokerobe.
We've got to be coming close to Sunkern somewhere, right?
Okay, I'm going to say Sunflora.
Okay. Oh, Sunflora.
Yeah, not Sunkern. We'll go Sunflora. Jumpluff?
You could. I think that one's pretty close to the beginning of the decks. Yeah. Pretty close
to Sunflora, really.
Pretty sure that one's like 160-ish.
I know we just said like Mischievous not too long ago. Are we finally with the Ice Friends yet? Are we on Swinubs and Sneaslers?
Or
Sneasels?
Yeah, let's go for one of those. Sure. Let's give ourselves a little bit of grace here and say, you know, maybe it's in the Swinub family. Maybe it's in the Sneasel family. No, there's only the one. But, okay, Jumpluff is 189, by the way. But, yeah, Pokemon 211.
We're well far away.
Ooh, Pokemon 211 is Quillfish.
I would have never gotten that. Mm-mm.
Neither never would once. I.
No, forgot that existed.
Totally it's forgot just that Mrs. was Gen Puff. 2.
I thought that was in Hisui.
Yeah, well, because it was in Gen 2, and then it, like, died off for so long. Complete obscurity until they brought it back up. Did you know we have gone over Snubbull and Gramble?
Oh, we just skipped over them?
Yeah. 209, 210.
Oh, dang.
We finally passed Steelix, the one that we always say.
We're probably somewhere close to Stantler.
Probably.
We're in the Stantler realm right now.
Oh, I bet you that's next.
Specifically, just the next one?
A little close. It's not. Next one is not that. And I've seen it, and now we can't do it next week.
You'll forget.
Oh, I will forget.
You're fine. Yeah. Don't worry.
It's true. Okay. In that episode 210, I did ask a question. It's time for the question. Play that theme song. Reggie Rock is asking, what was the question last week? Q&A. What did he say?
That was a very good Reggie Rock.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a big fan of Reggie Rock memes, by the way. have you come across Reggie Rock memes?
All the time.
Okay.
Every single scroll on TikTok.
Yeah. It's just somebody like it's an actual interview with somebody and they're just like, oh, my favorite car that I've bought in the past 40 years has got to be. And then just like the AI voice goes over that and says, Reggie Rock. Shows him sitting in a Reggie Rock driving it. I asked the question, what would be a new and interesting regulation rule set? Because this is now we're getting into the legendary Pokemon. Some people have not ever experienced a meta where, you know, legendary Pokemon exist. Or legendary Pokemon are allowed, or restricted Pokemon are allowed. People who play OU and singles just never deal with that kind of stuff. So I said, hey, what could there be? What could the fun stuff be? And people proceeded to totally hijack the question. And that was
fine.
They
didn't like this question.
We give you the platform to hijack the question as much as you want. And you know what? We do talk about it. So you are all good there. We've got Dropped My Wallet who says, y'all should give, wow, let me say that again. Y'all should give fried okra a chance in New Orleans. I'd like to see two restricteds, but only one allowed per battle. How about Reg F, but only one Pokemon of each type? But the first part, fried okra.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that?
No. The reason they're saying that is because I said it's absolutely disgusting.
Oh, yeah?
But I've never had fried. True. Because does frying it get rid of the mucus?
I would imagine, yes. You burn off some stuff, yeah.
I'll try it at 30,000 subs on YouTube. Get me there.
you'll try fried okra at 30,000 subs.
Sure.
So what we'll do is we'll film your experience trying
it
in New Orleans, yeah. And we'll release it at 30,000 subs. Okay. I'd like to see two restricteds, but only one allowed per battle. What does that mean? So you can bring it in team
you
preview.
You can hold two.
Yeah,
okay.
But you can't use two.
Interesting.
I don't
that
hate
would
that.
Also Yeah, that's pretty interesting because of what it also assumes. It's like, you know that three of the four regular Pokemon mm-hmm. are going to be coming to the battle at all times versus the four out of the six that you know right now.
Right.
Yeah, so it's okay. So that narrows down the actual usable Pokemon that you could have too.
Plus, you know that there are going to be some situations where, like, you don't bring either of the restricteds.
Is there?
Maybe.
Maybe.
If you bring, no, okay, how about this? If you bring a, what's the, I can't believe I forgot, Baxcalibur. I remembered Frigibax before I remembered Baxcalibur.
Because he has a funny nose.
He does have a funny nose. Frigibax is a little nose. Squidward dino. It's great. If you brought a Baxcalibur, you might be able to handle a lot of the restricteds in the format. There's a lot of things weak to ice. There's a lot of things weak to dragon.
That's fair.
Maybe not the ones that are in like the top, but you know.
That also means that you're weak to those things.
Maybe. No.
No.
No. T tsunami. And I say that because there's an underscore between the T and the tsunami.
Oh, I'm not just saying, okay.
No, no.
Not just mispronouncing tsunami.
Says, oh, I don't know, maybe one without Terapagos. Oh, that's interesting.
Terapagos is really annoying. I'm with him on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually really irritating.
We never really got a fun restricted format without that, though. Like, did that happen in Sword and Shield? Did we get a restricted format without, like, Urshifu?
No.
I don't think so.
Urshifu was out before
the Urshifu was just before. In there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The thing with Terapagos that makes it like exceedingly annoying is not even like the whole Stellar Terra spread move business, because like you click right. Wide Guard, you're fine. It's the fact that you essentially get a free Calm Mind for no reason, because you get a free multi-scale for no reason. And then a lot of people are doing on the ladder is pairing it with a Comfey so that you can get that multi-scale back once.
Oh.
And it's so irritating. Because the thing with Comfey, if you've been around a VGC for a while, you know that if you see a Comfey, you attack it. Because a Comfey can only heal its friends, can't heal itself. And it can out-heal your damage most of the time. So you just have to attack the Comfey at all costs. But by attacking Comfey first, you allow the Calm Mind up. And not just that, it can go for a second Calm Mind because it still has that boosted multi-scale or whatever right. it is.
And then you can keep healing it up because it has Calm Mind and it's barely taking damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of them carry lefties now, so it's like they just protect every other turn. It's a mess. Terapagos is annoying.
Sure. Okay. Steven says tomato is the worst fruit. And that comes from our conversation last week where we were talking about the worst fruits. Steven, I personally agree with you. I know Kevin does not.
You can't tell a person from Jersey that tomato is the worst fruit. It's the best fruit.
Really?
Jersey tomatoes, man. That's New Jersey's number one export, by the way.
I did not know that. Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Jersey tomato is actually a tomato. You probably know it as steak tomatoes?
Beef steak tomatoes?
Yeah, beef steak. The really big ones.
Oh.
They're from Jersey, baby.
Oh, cool. Do I need to stay away from them? Like, are there a lot of like, chemicals in beefsteak tomatoes? Or
we have trees in Jersey. You're fine. You are, just haven't seen.
Do I
the
need
trees.
To be worried about the trees in Jersey? Like, are there?
You know, we're called the Garden State, right?
That's do I need like to be worried name. About the gardens in Jersey? Are there?
You're not gonna get injured. You're not gonna get hurt. They mm-hmm. might yell at you though.
That's fair.
The tomatoes, you cut into them, they'd be like, hey,
come on,
what are you doing?
I'm acidic over here. Put me on a salad. I don't know. Come on. That's not really Jersey, though, is it?
Your sister's hair. Brush your hair, don't care.
That's it. Strong Boy Astro says, only restricteds and non-legends, so no Tornadus, Cresselia, etc. I would love to see how creative people get with worse tools surrounding the strongest Pokemon to grace the games.
Okay.
I mean, restricteds and non-legends.
And y'all want Jenning to stop? Now I have to come up with six restricted mods?
It was hard enough to get two.
It's hard enough to get one.
Hard enough to get one.
You try resetting for a zero min speed Calyrex.
Yeah, for real. We'll do, I don't know, two more. Lupus Rex says,
"What's up, Loopy?"
Loopy says, "How about the interesting fact that you can run Palmot with Fake Out, Upper Hand, Revival Blessing, and Wish?"
You sure can.
We'll see you next time. Mewtwo and Altura says, "Singles and doubles monotype, but the catch is that the type for both teams is randomly selected each match." Oh,
what?
So both players need to team build on the spot.
So both players need to have 18 separate teams to determine
Singles and doubles monotype, but the catch is that the type for both teams is randomly selected each match. So if I bring six,
18 separate teams. Yeah,
I don't think that's right. I think you bring in six of the same type and just those types are randomized.
No.
What do you mean 18?
It's monotypes. There's 18 types. So like you roll a dice. Oh, you get fairy this round. Oh, you get dark this round. Good luck, everybody. And you have to go into your box, get your fairy team out, and then they have to go into their box, get their dark team out. So you need 18 different teams.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that's true. Okay. So you need to... Okay. That's a lot. What? Hey, what's 6 times 18?
Big number.
18 times 6 is 108. Well,
it's a lot of rare candies.
It's a lot of rare candies. Now let's do one more. Someone said stinky answer. What did you do? You were flipping around your thing.
A pen.
Totes McRae, perfect, says okra is the worst vegetable, but Brussels sprouts are an honorable mention because they need butter and bacon to taste good. Oh, man, you are just going to town on that thing.
Yeah.
Butter and bacon make anything taste good. Regulation
I can
H,
also
little
agree with
BGC.
That.
Yeah. But
you let me drink this, Mike, and you're wondering why I'm fidgeting.
That's fair.
So much.
There are a lot of vegetables, I think, where, you know, butter and bacon make it taste a lot better. Asparagus is another one, I think.
A whole salad, really.
Every salad, yeah. Tomatoes. I've never had, like, bacon-wrapped tomatoes, though. Oh, man, I just got a wave of, like, this great izakaya place that I went to in Toronto. And when you come to Toronto in July.
It's a great izakaya. Who it is?
Huh?
Great izakaya. What is it?
Izakaya. It's like a Japanese, yeah. It's like Japanese tapas. When you come to Toronto, we are going.
Absolutely. Mike thinks I'm going to be there a whole 20 days, but I respect it. We could do everything in 3 days.
We can do everything in 3 days. Just save up
what
money
else
now.
Is there to do?
It's fine. You're fine. Okay. So that's the Q&A. Go and answer the Spotify Q&A if you can. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I don't know. That's it. I'm sorry.
Download Spotify.
All right. Let's move on. There were tournaments.
Tournament. Oh, no, there were two.
No, there were two.
Okay.
There were two.
We're doing Reg F or Reg G first?
Oh, let's do Reg F. Tell me about Reg F.
There's no restrictors allowed.
Woo! April 20th and 21st. Regulation F. Regulation F, April 20th to 21st in Sao Paulo, Brazil. 223 players attended, 223 masters, that is. And you know what? The teams were actually pretty interesting this time around.
Are you trying to say these teams aren't interesting, Michael?
No, I'm trying to say these teams got to be one team. These teams all became one team.
Oh, yeah, hold up. Yeah, first place. What the heck is that?
Yeah.
I see what you mean. All right, we'll get to first place in a couple of places.
Absolutely, but we've got the top four here. Fourth being Paul Ruiz.
Ralph dude.
Not the first time that we've said Paul Ruiz's name on the podcast.
No good player.
Is a known
coached,
good player.
Coached Mocha, coached
Yes, Pierre. That's right. Wow, that's right. Very gracious player. Coming in with an Amoongus, Incineroar, Fluttermane, Ogrepan, Wellspring, Ogrespring, Wellpon, Landorus, and a Kamoa.
Shadowclaw Kamoa.
Right. And so this is the first instance of me being like, oh, wow, these Pokemon were kind of unique this time around.
Mm-hmm. Kamoa. Body press, Iron Defense. It gets stab on body press. It pretty much does what Zamazenta can do now.
Mm-hmm.
But Zamazenta is not allowed right now. So getting stab on body press, plus your defense is already ridiculously high on Kamoa. I think it's actually Kamoa's highest stat. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really good.
So are you
that
saying
plus
that
the Fire Terra?
Kamoa is like completely replaced in Regulation G?
Probably by Zamazenta, yeah.
Mm, fair. The Landorus is the incarnate version with Sheer Force Life Orb. And tell me again the reason that we're putting Terra type Steel on the Lando.
It resists poison.
Right.
It resists expanding force.
Mm. And fairy.
That would be the reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
It resists all the important things.
Okay. Okay. So that's Paul Ruiz. And by the way, we mention this every time. Prizing for a person who came in fourth was 130 championship points and $2,000. Good for them. In third, Guilherme Quiros also got 130 championship points and $2,000. But coming in with the Ogrepan Wellspring, Entei, Cresselia, Urshifu, Single Strike, Raging Bolt, and Fluttermane. A lot of Fluttermane. Fluttermane's back.
I'm interested by this crest too. Like, what the heck? Mm-hmm. There's two crests in top eight.
And the other one is in first.
Yeah, so what's happening with this crest?
Cresselia's doing some work here.
Calm Mind stored power.
Stored
power. So you sit there, you don't care, and then you hit stored power once you're plus six in your special attack and your special defense. Got it.
Yeah,
get it.
Yeah. You can have a Cresselia and a Raging Bolt out. You can Snarl from Raging Bolt. You can Calm Mind with Cresselia, and it's and like your Cresselia is not getting touched.
And then what do you do next?
What
nobody
do they
knows.
Do? They have to flip into Urshifu or nothing.
Goodness, this, like, looking at this team, the more I look at this team, I'm like, I would have a hard time beating this with anything because of how tanky, like, Assault Vested Raging Bolt plus a booster energy, booster Flutter, presumably with a lot of defensive investment because it's running Icy Wind and Taunt.
Right.
And you have a whole Cress here too. Yikes. Yeah, this would not be fun to play against. I can see how this got top three.
And again, you can just Icy Wind and Calm Mind. And I don't know. It's just like all of these combinations with Calm Mind kind of blow my mind with Cresselia.
Yeah, Cress no Trick Room either. Who needs it?
Yeah, right? Well, when the rest of your team is just so fast, like there's no room for Trick Room there.
Yeah, it's also such a great switch in for both Entei and Raging Bolt because you have Levitate too. It just makes sense in every situation that you need it to make sense.
Mm. So this might be an interesting team to think about for Regulation G. Rest in peace to my ability to speak. One more. There you go. Oh, that one's quieter. All right. So what else have we got? That was third. In second was Riley Factura. Riley, what you doing in Brazil?
Only American in top eight. Look at you, Riley. Representing.
160 championship points, $4,000. That's twice what third and fourth got. Coming in with a King Gambit, Amoongus, Urshifu Rapid Strike, Chen Pao, Ogrepan, Hearthflame.
Every time you get your tongue slips.
Yeah.
Dung.
And a Raging Bolt.
Most interesting Pokemon on this team is the King Gambit with black glasses.
Sure.
Flying Terra this time around.
Sure.
Everything else is just kind of, we're pretty good at this game.
Yeah. These are Pokemon we've seen before. These are Pokemon that do really well. You put them in the right order and you win a lot of games.
Fire type, Hearthflame.
Yeah.
Ogrepan this time too.
Yeah, he's back. And I would say that we don't see any kind of cornerstone Ogrepan anymore, but we will see one in a little bit. not in this tournament, but in another one. And that brings us to first place. Christian Adrande with 200 championship points and $6,000 for the win, plus their 2024 Worlds invite. Amazing. Congratulations. The team that you brought was fun. That's
makes
new.
Me happy.
Yeah.
That Brazil took the Brazilian regional.
That is nice.
Shout out to Brazil.
Yeah. Coming in with a Cresselia, Rillaboom, Raging Bolt, Incineroar, Urshifu, Rapid Spray. Urshifu, Rapid Strike, and an Okidogi. It's that Okidogi's fifth Pokemon.
Okidogi's here, man. What year am I in?
Either 2024 or 2023.
Yeah, who knows, right? Yeah. Okidogi's here. Poison Jab, Upper Hand, Knockoff, Drain Punch. This is the anti-Incineroar.
Right.
If I've ever seen one.
That's true.
You have Guard Dog for the Intimidates. You have Upper Hand to stop the fakeouts, or at least to deter the fakeouts. You never have to click Upper Hand and open Team Sheet. You just have to have it there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like an ally switch. Different type of Cresselia this time around. Running Psychic Ice Beam. Ice Beam just being really good coverage on Cresselia. And hey, sometimes you freeze sometimes.
Yeah.
Trick Room on this one too.
And then Lunar Blessing and Trick Room, yeah. Interesting to think that there was no Lunar Blessing on that other Cresselia either.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about the Trick Room not being there, but Lunar Blessing not being there is a thing, too. Rillaboom with
could
the Miracle
come in
Seed,
handy.
Too.
Mm-hmm. If they, like, get, like, an accidental burn on, like, your Okidoki or Urshifu or your Rillaboom, you just be like, okay, nope, clean that right up.
Yep. Yum, yum. Nothing else standing out too much here. Raging Bolt has Protect, Calm Mind, Dragon Pulse, and Thunderclap, which is it's a set. That is a set.
It's really hard
is
to
normal as well.
It's hard to stand out when there's an Okidogi on your
team. Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, there's an Okidogi on your team. Good job, pal.
That thing's kind of got enough of the spotlight there, right?
It's the best of the trio. I think we can all agree, right?
I think so.
Monkey Dory's kind of butt.
Pheasantipity is absolute trash.
Yeah, so Okidogi's probably the most usable of the three. They're all not that great, but mm-hmm. if you're going to use them, go for it.
Well, if you're going to use them, use Okidogi. I would love to see a Pokemon Unite Mon that was just a rotation of Pheasantipity, Okidogi, and Monkey Dory.
Oh, like you could choose which route you go?
Or you flip. I don't know, like a new mechanic where it's like a Pokemon trainer in Smash, where you just kind of like alternate
Pokemon
between them, but
trainer.
They're all more or less the same kind of balance.
Mm.
They just
that
have
seems like
different
a lot of
styles.
Work.
Okay. I'm not gonna give Pokemon Unite any kind of,
a lot of
you
work.
Know. Oh no, man, that's a lot of work for them. Uh-oh. No,
listen, I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think of how we balance it. I'm trying to think of moves, and I'm exhausted. I'm just like, I'd give up.
You know how they
but
do
I'm
it?
I'm also not
they
them.
Do it.
They, you know how they do it? Money!
Yeah, exactly. They ask for one more skin, and then they hire somebody.
They have really good skins, though, like real talk.
I know.
Unite does skins very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Any game that does skins really well, those are the ones that win. Skins
did
win.
You like my Blastoise clip?
It was a very good clip. Tell me about that clip.
I've been playing Blastoise more recently in Unite, but I've been going the Hydro Pump Surf route. So it's so annoying. You can really displace people a lot and you do stupid amount of damage while not taking any damage because Blastoise is very tanky. So what I did is I surfed on in, ulted, did that whole spinny thing, knocked everybody up. And then everyone's health bar was so low that I just had to hit one Hydro Pump and they all just kind of collapsed.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I didn't realize until just now that that was you in that clip, that you did that.
Mike, that was me.
Yeah.
That was so nice, right?
I'm so proud of you, actually. Because I looked at
I
that,
got
I'm
a
like,
four piece. Yeah.
I looked at that and I'm like, wow, that's a real fun clip. That's good. And then turns out, wow, that's you. All right. And then the other tournament that we're talking about today was Tommy Tuesday. Good old Tom Hayden.
Mr. Tom with the regulation G Tour, look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for giving us usage stats because Peakalytics won't. Love you anyway, Griffin.
And then what he did, he printed out the top eight standings here. So we've got the top eight for that. We're going to talk about the top four as we normally do. Coming in fourth was Dat Guy Jimmy. And Dat Guy Jimmy came in with some flavor.
Listen, explain to me why you chose Wigglytuff out of every other Pokemon that exists.
Yeah.
What does it do? Hold on. I gotta I'm gonna open up Pika. Because we don't have the Poke Paste for these teams.
Right. But we do have Wigglytuff on the screen. So the rest of the Pokemon in that team, we've got Wigglytuff, and that's it. Turned out he actually brought just a Wiggly. No, it's great. Wigglytuff, Bronzong, Amoongus, Calyrex Ice, Incineroar, and Raging Bolt.
Trick Room team, yeah.
It's a Trick Room team, yes. But, like, counter to what happened in the Okidogi team, where it was Okidogi and a bunch of, you know, other highly relevant mons to this regulation, this was Wigglytuff, four relevant mons to this regulation. No, I would even say three. I don't really think Amoongus kind of fits in these days. Amoongus and Bronzong.
Mike says don't... there's five Amoongus in Top Cup.
Listen.
Six Amoongus in Top Cup.
Listen. I don't think it really belongs. It doesn't really fit in.
Wait, no. Wait, hold on.
Does every team have an Amoongus?
I'm wrong.
Seven.
Every
out of,
team
oh
but
gosh.
First place has a Amoongus.
Oh my god.
The Amoongus factor is real in Regulation V.
All right. Yeah. I mean, so what's Wigglytuff doing here?
So Wigglytuff, the only notable thing that it does is have base 140 HP.
Okay.
It has base 45 defense and base 50 speed with base 45 speed. Also base 50 special defense. 85 special attack, 70 attack. I don't know, man. This Pokemon's kind of bad. I don't know. That guy, Jimmy, did you lose a bet? It also gets competitive, I guess. But I mean, at that point, Jimmy, use Milotic. You have no water type on that team. You can afford Milotic.
Interesting. I don't know. We'd have to hear
that guy Jimmy tweet at us. Let us know what were you cooking?
Please.
Let us know what happened.
In third was Rogue VGC. Uh-oh. I have to go play Poke Rogue now.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Poke Rogue was so popular, he named himself after it.
Yep.
I see.
Coming in with the Calyrex Ice, the Amoongus, the Incineroar, the Ferrigiraff, and Urshifu, not sure which. Because this doesn't show it, and Cornerstone Ogerpon. So there's the Cornerstone Ogerpon. There's the Cornerstone Ogerpon that we've been talking about. And again, like it's interesting to see it. I don't necessarily know what it's there for, but I, you know, it can stomp some Incineroars. That's kind of cool.
No, I think why Trick Room teams love Cornerstone Ogerpon so much is that they're pretty much guaranteed that, okay, so when you lead like Cornerstone Ogerpon and Ferrigiraff, for example,
sure,
you have Sturdy and Follow Me. You're the only Pokemon with both of those things.
Oh,
so
fair.
It's really hard to stop the Trick Room otherwise because you need a double spread move.
Mm-hmm.
That first turn, and then Ferrigiraff would have to go down. Otherwise, you can't get that hit on Ferrigiraff. Guaranteed.
Oh, so it's guaranteeing that Trick Room.
It's guaranteed it takes two hits on the Follow Me instead of one sometimes. Sometimes you might have, like, certain matchups, like, I don't know, Behemoth Blade from Zacian probably would one-shot Cornerstone Ogerpon otherwise, but it has Sturdy, so it requires two hits now.
Right. So it's a good hedge against Azacian. Going into second, we've got Sufan 45 coming
FSU
in with Azacian.
Fan, Michael.
FSU. No, you know what? I think it's actually
Florida Sue. State University. No.
All right. So we've got Zacian. Oh, look at that. Zacian beat the Ogerpon. Who's laughing now, Kevin?
Ah. You assume that they fought each other.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. we've got Zacian. We got Pelipper, Incineroar, Amoongus. I don't have the Poke Paste in front of me, and I realize how much it's how difficult it is for me to just name off all the Pokemon by looking at them now.
Yeah, yeah.
what's it called? Raging Bolt and Urshifu.
There you go.
There it
there
is.
There you go. You got there.
Raging Bolt, Urshifu, Incineroar, Amoongus, Zacian, and Pelipper. Okay.
Pelipper is like appearing multiple places in this top cut.
Yeah.
Three times overall, which kind of makes me
first.
Think. Yeah. I guess Pelipper is a good answer to like when you're up against Sun and you need to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, you also do get Wide Guard for free and Weather Ball, so you don't miss your moves like a Kyogre would normally.
Well, I would petition that, you know, Pelipper is budget Kyogre.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a meta where you can only bring one restricted, you kind of in this meta can't bring Kyogre anymore because there are just so many other better, more relevant, more useful restricteds to bring. So if you can't bring that, might as well bring budget Kyogre.
Yeah, it's worth noting, not a single Kyogre appears in this top cut. The most used Pokemon, the most appearances through restricteds is Calyrex Ice by far.
Looks like, yeah.
Second to only Zacian. There's two Zacians.
Mm-hmm.
And then one Coridon and one Zamazenta. Interesting.
Right. And then going in at first was Habixed.
Habixed.
Coming in with the Rillaboom, Incineroar, Raging Bolt, Zamazenta, Fluttermane, and Pelipper, which there's your Zamazenta.
Listen, a lot of people were mad at me for saying last week, I got some nasty comments on Twitter saying, I'm going to paraphrase it because I don't know it word for word. It was something along the lines of, someone that thinks Zamazenta is going to be better than Zacian is the same person that thought Incineroar wasn't going to be popular.
Right.
I'm right. Like, no, I promise you Zamazenta is better than Zacian. And now I have proof. Zamazenta. Okay, hit the tombstone for me.
Oh, absolutely.
I got one now.
Yeah.
Zamazation.
Zamazation is great, though.
Zamazenta is better than Zacian, guys. Let's just, you know,
whoa,
get over it. It
hottest
is
hottest of takes.
It is. It just won.
You know, I was so gung-ho on that being the thing in Sword and Shield. Like, the second I heard what Zacian and Zamazenta did, I was like, oh, yeah, Zamazenta's the one. And then saw it in application and was like, oh, this is not good yet. But now they've tweaked it just the right amount of ways that, like,
they somehow,
Zamazenta's good again.
The thing is, like, they technically nerfed it this generation, but it's better than before. It's a weird situation because they nerfed it. They nerfed its defenses and its ability. The only reason they nerfed its defenses is because they nerfed Zacian, and like you can't really nerf one without nerfing the other. That's
right.
A little mean. And then the thing with Zacian, though, it's like, yeah, you only get the boost once, but Intimidate's so popular and Incineroar is so popular that it's a lot easier to make a negative one in attack than it is to make a negative one in defense. Because not you don't have like Tornadus is running around leering everybody to death. Like, that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. There
and
was
then
also
body
the,
press.
Right. And there was also the fact that, like, you know, Zacian kind of countered the big gimmick that everybody had to use every game if they wanted to win. There was no not using Dynamax. Why would you not use Dynamax in a battle? Here, at least, it's interesting that, like, you don't necessarily need to use your Terra if you don't want to, or if you don't find the time to.
But now you could just be a Zamazenta who's just like, fire Terra, can't get burnt. Good luck, guys. The other thing that I've been seeing a lot with Zamazenta is water Terra. But the other cool thing here is there's still no clear-cut perfect set for Zamazenta because you have so many good options. Like, yes, Iron Defense Body Press is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably the two staple moves. But then do you want Wide Guard in there? Do you want Coaching in there? Do you want Behemoth Bash? Or do you want Heavy Slam? People are now arguing, okay, what is technically better? Is it Heavy Slam or Behemoth Bash? Because Behemoth Bash is 100 all the time, but then Heavy Slam can be 120 sometimes, and Zamazenta weighs more than most Pokemon. So there's always a little bit of flexibility with Zamazenta.
Yeah, and I do think, though, that in that argument, that Heavy Slam is more likely the pick that you'd want to use for most things. Because really, like, what are you using it for right now? You're using it to crush a Fluttermane. And like,
yeah, pretty much.
That's nothing great.
Else. Everything else you body press.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, I mean, I don't know. Then it's interesting to see it win in a tournament, though.
Especially a with crowned all Zamazenta is 1,730 pounds. Yeah, you can run Heavy Slam, guys. It's okay.
I think you're going to be okay. I do want to hear the argument for when not to use it, though. What is, let's say, Calyrex Ice? I think that might be the thing, yeah? No,
in that situation, you wouldn't use Heavy Slam. You just body press it. It's still a neutral body press.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Now, the one Pokemon that really does ruin Zamazenta that we haven't talked about yet today once is Goldengo. So I wonder if with this recent... Because, like, what does Zamazenta do to Goldengo? Can't hit it with steel moves. Can't hit it with a fighting move. You're kind of a sitting duck. Goldengo could sit there, nasty plot in front of you, and just shadow ball you to death.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
I wonder if this will mean, like, Goldengo usage picks up. Because it feels like Goldengo and Fluttermane kind of teeter. They kind of have a little dance, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes Goldengo comes out. Sometimes it takes a step back. But it's always there somewhere lurking in the shadows.
I'm still looking at this here. How heavy was Zamazenta?
1,730 pounds.
I think Calyrex Ice is heavier. Yeah.
Calyrex. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. So in that case, because you're saying between, but why? That's neutral.
Because it would only be like a base 40.
Oh,
attack.
Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Okay. The heavy slam would be base 40. It's
but
not
you would
base.
Do more damage if you use Behemoth Bash.
Yeah. Which is base 100 flat all the time.
So if that's the argument against it, then it's like depending on what you're seeing more and depending on how many times can you Behemoth Bash a Fluttermane and not KO it? Like, I think that might be kind of the different differentiator here.
I haven't done the calc, but I think any Behemoth Bash knocks out a Fluttermane. So far, every single Glacial Lance has knocked out a Fluttermane. That's a spread move on a non-weak attack.
Right. Okay, cool. Did we do it? Did we do a podcast? I think we did a podcast.
I think we did. Sounds like it's about time for some Pokerogue, if you ask me.
You know what?
If you don't mind, I got a match to get ready for. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just part of the Regirock cry.
Regirock is dead.
Yeah.
All
right. If you enjoyed whatever this podcast was, do something about it. Go on to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. It would be so, so nice. One of these days, we're going to get around to reading a bunch of the reviews. So get ready for that. You can go on to Spotify as well and answer our question of the day. That's a fun thing to do.
Which Mike doesn't know what it is.
Yet. I don't even know what it is. But
he'll decide tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll figure it out. And then, of course, if you want to keep up with what we're doing during the week, you can go and check out our YouTube.com/Pokesports, where we put up a different video every single day. Kevin, what did we put out recently?
Lunala. Tailwind, yes. Lunala. Also, Skarmory.
What's a Skarmory doing there?
It's the worst Corviknight. We're at the end of Regulation F, yeah. So I'm having a hard time just finding new things to play.
That's fair. But you know what? If you're sticking around, Sunday will be a very fun day for Regulation F. So make sure you're checking out Sunday, April 28th, where a certain duck will be making an appearance.
I told people I like size spam. I didn't mean this. This is not what I meant.
We'll see you next time. Bye, folks.